Weekly Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan. I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
This episode is one that kind of different, and kind of unlike a lot of the stuff that we've done. We haven't really touched on this area before, but we're going to be doing famous architecture trivia. What do you know about buildings? What's your knowledge level around famous buildings and structures?
Well, I know they're pretty, they're famous.
Have you studied a lot of buildings?
Not really.
No.
But I can name a few, but...
Well, I'm going to say I don't know if you necessarily had to do a ton of studying of buildings. This is a lot of famous architecture and different things around it. So I think you're going to do well. For those of you joining us for the first time or for the 100th something time, we just want to talk a little bit about how this trivia is going to work. We've got 15 questions of trivia coming at you in 3 rounds of 5 questions each. And each round that goes by, the questions are going to get a little tougher. This first round are the easiest questions. We call this round...
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. So here we go. Famous architecture. Question 1. What famous structure in Paris looks like a giant metal letter A?
The Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower is correct. So the Eiffel Tower was actually meant to be a temporary structure. It was only supposed to stay up for about 20 years, but it was so useful for like sending radio signals that they just kept it. And it became like a huge landmark that everyone knows now.
Hmm. Or they put like sparkly lights all over it.
Mm-hmm.
And not a lot of people like it.
It's true. Yeah, I think, didn't we just discuss that? Like, was that travel or something like that? Yeah, there's the travel episode. Yeah. Question 2. Which famous home in Washington, D.C. is the office and house of the United States president?
The White House.
The White House is correct.
We went to the White House.
We did. We had a tour.
We saw the president's dog pee in the Kennedy Garden.
That is true. Oh, what dog was that? I forget what his name was. It was Biden's dog.
I don't know.
It was one of his, he has German shepherds, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I forget what the dog's name was. But yeah, we saw him pee in the garden.
I can only name Obama's dogs. Well, one of them, Bo.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, because they got Bo when they were in the White House.
Yeah.
Fun fact, it takes 570 gallons of paint to cover the outside of the White House.
570.
So like the gallon paint jugs, you needed 570 of them to paint the White House.
Wow.
That is a lot of paint. They kept track the last time they did it. Question 3. In the movie Up, what does Carl use to make his house fly?
Balloons.
Balloons is correct. I've still never seen that movie all the way. That movie has been on with me in a bus on band trips or other places about 12 times, and I don't think I've ever actually watched it.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Here's a fun fact about that movie. So Carl, his head shape is square.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife, her head was like a circle. So everything that they owned, like their side of the bed, like is either like square pictures.
Oh.
And like his square dresser, and then her like circle nightstand, and then circle frames. Their chairs were square and circle.
Oh. Well, now I need to go back and watch and look for that. That's interesting. Question 4. What material did the third little pig use to build a house that the wolf couldn't blow down?
Drywall. No, it's bricks.
Drywall. Bricks is correct.
The cotton candy stuff in the walls.
I never understood. I think it would be harder to build a house full of sticks or straw than, I mean, maybe not straw, because if you could use some kind of like mud or something to put the straw together, but a house of sticks would be hard to construct.
Yeah.
Compared to bricks. I mean, bricks just go together easier. I don't know. I don't know why anyone would do that in the first place.
Can't they make him like wood?
I mean, just, yeah, like regular
like
wood.
Like a log cabin?
Instead of sticks, yeah. Then, I mean, but log cabins can be pretty sturdy, so I don't know. I don't get that story. We're thinking about it too hard. Question 5. What pointed triangular stone buildings were built as tombs for kings in ancient Egypt?
The Great Pyramids of Giza.
Yep, the pyramids is correct. For over 3,800 years of our existence, the Great Pyramid of Giza was the tallest man-made structure in the world. Now, I don't know which one they built right after that. I probably should have looked, but for the longest time, or I shouldn't say the longest time, for a really long time, that was the tallest thing in the planet. Pretty neat. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tots round. Emmett is 5 for 5 and doing great. Hopefully you at home or in the car doing just as well, but now the questions are going to get a little more difficult in this round. We call this round of questions
the Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. So here we go. Question 6. If you see a building with a very high pointed top, what is that top called?
A gable?
Oh, a gable is a good answer, but not quite. Not the answer we're looking for. Think of more like a skyscraper.
Oh, a needle.
You're on the right track. What is the right word for a needle?
A scraper.
Oh, we're close. He's real close. That's okay. The answer we're looking for is a spire. That's what they call the needles or those tips on the tops of buildings. They're called spires. Initially, when they put spires on buildings, churches were some of the first buildings to get spires, and the architects wanted them to look like they were reaching up towards the sky. That's why they designed them that way. I think it also was a nice, easy way to try to add height to buildings without having them to be really big. Question 7. What is the name of the Leaning Tower located in Italy?
The Leaning Tower of Pisa.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa is correct. Now, do you know why it started leaning?
Because the soil was like uneven.
Well, and it wasn't necessarily uneven. I think they started building it on even soil, but the soil was soft, and so it actually started to sink after putting it on even ground. So it started leaning even while it was being built because it was too soft. So like as they were building it, it was leaning already. You would think that they would just stop at some point and say, maybe we should not build a leaning tower. But then we wouldn't have the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Okay.
Is that some place to try to get to sometime? Is that on your list of places you'd like to see?
Not really. There's some bigger places.
I would agree. It is not high on my list either. I mean, if I'm in Italy, it might be kind of cool to see, but I'm like not absolutely having to see it. Question 8. What statue in New York Harbor was a gift from France?
Why is my mind blanking right now? It's the Statue of Liberty.
The Statue of Liberty is correct. Do you know what she's made out of? What metal?
Stainless steel. Not stainless steel.
No. Nope.
She is made of aluminum foil.
Not quite. Nope. She's made of copper. And that's why she's green. She wasn't actually green. Do you know that she would have actually looked like brown?
Yeah.
Like bronzy looking color? Because that's what copper looks like. But when copper oxidizes or when it like rusts, it actually kind of turns green, which is why the Statue of Liberty is green. But if they were to like get all that stuff off the salt air, like the air, I can't even talk today. The salt in the air coming off the ocean made it turn green. And so if they were to somehow be able to actually take that off, it would look brown. Can you imagine having like a penny looking Statue of Liberty? It'd be kind of weird. We're so used to seeing it green, but yeah. Question 9. Currently the tallest building in the world, what is the name of the skyscraper in Dubai?
The Burj Khalifa.
The Burj Khalifa is correct. So they say that it is so tall that you can watch the sunset from the ground floor, take the elevator up, and then you can watch the sunset again. That's how tall it is.
I mean, it's like 2,700 something.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's 2,717.
It's a huge building.
Like, more than half a mile. Like a half a mile.
Yeah. I mean, just crazy, crazy high. That would be on a bucket list place to go. I would love to see that.
And then I wish we had enough money, but go to the Burj Al Arab.
Tell me about that. What is that?
That's the really famous hotel where you can arrive in like a helicopter or a Rolls Royce.
Oh, but we would arrive in neither of those. We'd probably get an Uber. Do they have Ubers?
No, if you book a room there, you can have a choice of arriving there in a helicopter or a Rolls Royce.
Oh. So it's like having an Uber, but I can choose a Rolls Royce.
Or a helicopter.
Or a helicopter. Which one would you choose?
Helicopter.
Helicopter? I don't know. I'd like a Rolls Royce. I've been in a helicopter before. You haven't, but I have. And I'd probably take the Rolls Royce because I've never been in a Rolls Royce before. Question 10. What is the name of the ancient Roman amphitheater where gladiators fought?
The Colosseum.
The Colosseum is correct.
It's also pronounced gladiator.
Gladiator? Like little otters, like sea otters?
Isn't that?
So now I'm just picturing sea otters with little like swords armors. And like armor and
fight. It's still like G-L-A-D, whatever, how do you spell it? G-L-A-D-I-A-T-O-R-S.
Mm-hmm.
But it's with a otor.
Ah.
I learned that from Greeking Out.
Oh, did you? Okay. And that's going to do it for the Mind Move Around. 10 questions in. Emmett's only one down, doing really, really well on this one. But now, folks, the questions are about to get incredibly difficult. These are the toughest questions I could find on architecture trivia for our show today. So buckle up because it's about to get crazy. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. Question 11. What architectural style is famous for its gargoyles and pointed arches?
Which country is this?
It's in a lot of different countries. It's a style of building.
Oh, a church?
So there are churches made in this style. So all of the buildings that have big, giant gargoyles cathedral? And stuff. That's a good guess. So the style that they're going for, the answer we're looking for is Gothic. Gothic architecture has like...
City?
Yeah, that's... Yeah, like so they...
Where it's always night.
And Gotham City... Well, I suppose I can't answer that question. Never mind.
Why?
Because I would answer a future question. So, but the gargoyles aren't for just for decoration. Did you know that? A lot of times they are actually water spouts to keep rain away from the walls. So they like the water runs off of the gargoyles to push the rain away from the building.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I saw that in Hunchback.
Sure. Yeah.
Because when he's sitting out there, you can see water running and he slides down.
Yep. Yep. That they had a purpose. Question 12. What do you call the central stone at the top of an arch that holds all of the other stones in place?
A giving stone.
A giving stone. I like that answer. That's a good answer. Not quite the right answer. You might have heard about this phrase before, but because we've called other things that are important, like really big, important items, many times they are called keystone items. So the keystone is that central one that links all of the other stones of an arch together. And without that keystone, the whole arch would fall apart.
Same with the infinity stone. That is the keystone of all the stones.
Oh, there you go. That's why they call it the keystone, because it's the most important one.
Well, they don't call it the keystone. It's just, I'm just calling it the keystone because
that's true.
It's the most powerful one of all.
I'm going to take your word on that because I don't know any of that.
Thanos.
Question 13. What was the tallest building in the world from 1931 until 1970, famously climbed by King Kong?
It is the Empire State Building.
The Empire State Building is correct. Very nice.
You could... King Kong gave it away.
Well, that was kind of the idea.
That's not a brain buster.
Yeah. Did you know that they built the Empire State Building in only 410 days during the Great Depression? Yeah, it took just over 1 year to build. Isn't that
in the Depression?
Yeah, pretty wild stuff. Like they just that building shot up.
Do you know which became the tallest building in the world in 1970?
No.
CN Tower.
Oh, the CN Tower? Where is that at?
Toronto.
In Toronto, yeah. I've been there. I've been to the top of the CN Tower.
Pretty high.
It is pretty cool. They have like a glass floor area where you can look through and see all the way to the bottom. That was
they actually
neat.
Have a restaurant at the top called 360.
Yep. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Something, yeah.
Question 14. What architectural style is the Chrysler Building in New York City?
I don't know.
So this one, I didn't want to say it before because I would say that similar to...
Wayne Mansion.
Nope. Similar to some of the other buildings that we talked about. This style is also involved in this. So the answer, if you look at a lot of like Gotham City's architecture, a lot of it is built in this style. And the answer we're looking for is Art Deco. You ever hear of Art Deco before?
Nope.
So the Art Deco style is very like bold lines, straight lines, like the bigger like statues, like big like giant globes and things like that are very like just bold artistic statements are Art Deco.
I think that's Metropolis.
Yeah, Metropolis too. It's the same thing. It's in an Art Deco style.
I'd say more Metropolis for the Chrysler Building.
Sure.
Just because of the globes.
Yep. So the sunburst at the top of the Chrysler Building is made out of stainless steel, and it was made to look like a car radiator cap. Because of the Chrysler building. Chrysler makes cars.
Chrysler doesn't even really exist anymore.
Yeah, not really. No. I mean, I think, well, maybe they do. No, they do. I think. They've been making cars for a while. I don't think that they're as famous as they used to be.
But. Yeah, you don't see like any Chrysler cars driving by.
Yeah, there's not too many more. And finally, question number 15. What type of bridge is the Brooklyn Bridge?
Suspension bridge.
A suspension bridge is correct.
Same with the Manitowoc.
Specifically, a hybrid cable-stayed suspension bridge.
No one's going to get that. Except for people who majored for Massive Discrete in architecture.
Well, they also have like, there's a lot of other famous suspension bridges. One
Golden
of them,
Gate Bridge?
The Golden Gate Bridge, but one of them is up in the UP.
Manitowoc.
Not the Manitowoc, the Mackinac.
Oh.
Yeah, the Mackinac Bridge. That's up, Manitowoc is south of us. And they make ice machines. And ships. They build ships in Manitowoc, yes. Too. But yeah, so... ice machines. They do. Manitowoc Ice is a big company. But yes, to prove that the suspension bridges were safe, because they really are a road that is being held up by cables, to prove that they were safe and it wouldn't collapse, they took 21 elephants across it to prove that it was safe. So I was like, that's what they had to take across to prove it. I was like, I don't know.
All the way from Africa.
To test a bridge. I guess somehow that's what proved it was safe.
What if it failed? 21 elephants gone.
That'd be a waste of elephants. That's for sure.
A waste of elephants is crazy.
All right. Well, folks, on that note, hopefully you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. I know I learned a lot about architecture and researching, and so hopefully you picked up a thing or two as well. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure you leave us a 5-star review on whatever app you're listening on. Also, leave us a comment. All of those comments and reviews help us to find other trivia-loving families just like you. Additionally, you can find us on social media at DadLadTrivia on Instagram and on Facebook. Send us a DM. We'd love to hear from you there as well. Final thoughts on architecture trivia?
I liked it. I think my top 3 architecture buildings are number 3, CN Tower, number 2, Sydney Opera House.
Oh, yeah.
Number 1, probably the Berlin. No, not that. I meant something else in Germany, like the gate.
Oh, I don't know. The Berlin Wall?
No.
No, because I was like, that doesn't exist anymore. Oh, the Brandenburg Gate.
Brandenburg Gate.
Yeah. The Brandenburg Gate. Yeah. I would say my top 3 are the Colosseum. I think that's 1. Sydney Opera House, definitely for 2. And I would love to see at some point in person the Frank Lloyd Wright house called Falling Water. It's like it's one of his most famous houses that he ever designed. And it's designed around a waterfall. It's pretty cool. I definitely want to see that.
Who designed House on the Rock?
It is not Frank Lloyd Wright. It is in a Frank Lloyd Wright-esque style, but not him. No, I forget who it was. I'd have to look up the name.
I want to visit that someday.
We should go this summer. It's not far away. All right, folks. Thank you so much for listening each week, this week, every week. We really appreciate you. We wouldn't be doing this without your support. So have a great rest of your week. And until we meet again, we'll see you later.
Alligators.